All right. My little impression of Mr. Coach Chips. As you guys can see, I am your neighbor-friendly neighborhood Frito Bandito. And today, I got a special guest, as Nate will not be jumping in with today as he's flown under the weather. You all know him. The love of our cast over here, Joe Knows. Joe, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing great, Frito Bandito. I'm happy to be pulling the double shift. I did tell Nate when he sent in the request to me earlier. I said I do expect a promotion out of this, so I'm hoping to get the corner office, you know, as well as access to the corporate jet.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll even let you use the corporate spa. How about that?
There we go. That's what I didn't even know it existed. Thank you for letting me know, Frito.
Yeah, just that what you do is you turn your bathroom sink on and you get little bubbles in there and everything, and you just put your foot in there.
I like it. It saves money, man.
There you go. There you go.
Jacuzzis and whirlpools are too expensive anyway. So
Joe, how's your week going, man?
It's going well, man. Hey, you know, my team, not rubbing anyone's nose and anything at all. That's not how I roll, but. You know, my team, the Giants, and Rich's team, the Raiders, just matched up this last weekend. It was not the prettiest game, but my team did come away with the win. Thank God, because they got their third win, and it just feels good, especially when you're having a bad season. When your team's having a bad season, to get a win before the bye, and you can have like 2 weeks to kind of savor the moment before you got to face the Buccaneers. In our case, so.
I hear you. It's but you relaxing. Guys got to play. You guys got to play the Buccaneers when you come out of your bye. We got to play the Chiefs this week. So both tough matchups and everything should be great games.
I picked you in my show that ended like an hour and a half ago. I actually picked the Raiders over the Chiefs. I think you guys match up well. Your strong pass defense matches up well against their passing. And, I think you guys are taking that game, especially since I think the Raiders are getting like 2.5 points in Vegas. So I took the Raiders in that game straight up and with the points. I think
it's going to be a good game and everything.
Divisional
Raiders against the Giants. We played a good game. We got all the way down to the end zone, to the red zone and stuff like that. I think like five, six times and just couldn't punch it in and stuff. And then Carr felt like he just needed to give the ball away a couple times, you know, just have one of those games. But, you know, hey, Daniel mentioned it in your show earlier. This was a crazy week.
It was a crazy week, man. I was lucky that one of my teams, my team was one of the teams to kind of like thrive from the chaos, if you will. But it was like a Twilight Zone week. It was. I mean, you look at like, you know, the Broncos over the Cowboys, and even that game, you could understand something like a 30 to 27 win, but it was like 30-16. And at one point it's like 30-0. And what was the other crazy? Oh, Bills losing 9-6 to the Jaguars. I mean, holy cow.
Crazy games and everything. And it really messed with our player props and our pick-ems and everything last week. And I'm sure that we're not the only group that could say we had a bad week, because I'm pretty sure that happened across all fantasy world and all betting worlds.
Yeah, my fantasy world was all messed up, and my picks were just like, I actually did better on my picks this week than I did last week. Last week was really bad for me, but still, it wasn't great. I think I was like, 7-7 or something like that. So
I hear you. Well, let's get on with the show. Why don't you go ahead and jump in and give the formalities out of the way, if you don't mind?
Yeah, no, let's on do it. So where you can find the show, how you can listen, how you can watch: Apple Podcast, YouTube, Podbean, Spotify, Facebook, where we have two pages, Toilets and Titles and When a Family Breaks. And just a reminder, When a Family Breaks is our Facebook page that is dedicated to the trading of sports memorabilia, and I love sports memorabilia. Don't forget to hit the like button, subscribe, throw us that 5-star Apple Podcast review, because we do deserve it.
Yes, we do. And as always, come follow us at toiletstotitles.com, we got tons of articles, a great group of guys in there just, you know, giving out that fantasy knowledge and everything. And while you're there, you could jump into patreon.com. We have three tiers, kind of help support the group and everything. The first tier, $3 per month, team group chat. Tier two is $5 a month, early access to waiver wire episodes that we release every Monday after the Monday Night Football game to our Patreon compadres, and an entry into the Frankenstank Listener League, and also the team group chat. $10 per month, you could easily throw away $10 a month. One-on-one roster analysis with the great mind of Joe Knows or anybody else on the team that you just want to go ahead and get their advice. As always, you know with what? Tier 2 and Tier 1, go ahead.
I was going to say, for $2 a month, you'll get analysis from me. For $10 a month, you'll get analysis from the pros like Rich, Nate, oh, no. Coach.
But as always, hey, give us a lending hand. Come and join. Look, our group chat, we go every day, just like what Joe said earlier and stuff like that. You know, our latest compadre that joined the team as far as the Patreon is Dustin. Dustin, shout out to you, man. You're very active in that chat, and we appreciate it, man. So let's go ahead and jump into our results. So player props weeks for 9. I'm going to go over mine first, and you're going to kind of go over Nate's episode. And, hey, just so everybody knows, man, look, Nate hated to miss this episode. I mean, he could barely talk and everything and stuff like that. I was kind of saying, you know what, we should just have him on the show as a third wheel and everything, holding up holding up signs and just letting them flash and everything. It would have been a great thing while you and me talked.
He could have just nodded or shaked his head no.
Or just to hold a sign up and say, this player stinks.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's go ahead and jump in. So I had a mediocre week and everything. I did go 2-3, not the best and everything. But one of my hits was Jonathan Taylor. The over was 84.5 rushing yards. He killed the Jets for 172. He had that one long breakout run that just looked so freaking beautiful. Showed why he is going to be probably the number one rushing this year. Now Derrick Henry is out and everything, but great game and everything. I mean, it kind of, you know, we were kind of hoping more from the Jets, but it didn't really pan out that way and stuff with the injury that happened to Mike White.
Right. Who is supposed to be back playing and starting this weekend, Mike White, that is.
They announced that today.
So he's going to be back. I'm excited to see what he can do for the Jets, because even the first, I think he was in for like 3 drives for the Jets before he got injured. At first drive, you know, they didn't do anything. I think second drive, third drive, he was looking pretty good there. So,
I think it was the second drive, wasn't it? It was only 2 drives. It was that second drive. And what was funny about it and so weird about it is when he threw that touchdown, they showed a replay where he was all excited and everything, whipping that arm, you know, just pumped up and everything. Next thing you know, is like you see him on the sideline just kind of grabbing it, you know, just kind of working his arm and everything. I was like, what the heck happened?
I was at a bar with a friend, you know, just having some nachos or whatever and a beer and just watching the game. And I saw him doing that. I figured it was like no big deal, just like shaking off some cobwebs or whatever. You know, no big deal. When I saw him throwing a ball on the sideline, he was wincing. I'm like, ooh, but still.
Yeah, they were wounded ducks.
But still, you know what? That short period of time, he actually looked good. But Jonathan Taylor, he's looking like an absolute the running back monster for the NFL this season. So especially now that Henry's down, you know, like you said, but he's looking better and better.
Yes, he is. My other hit was Cordell Patterson, total yards over 73.5 as he hit for, he got 136 yards. A majority of that came in the receiving game and everything. I actually think he only had like one rushing attempt and everything was else receiving yards and stuff. And it's a little bit more balanced every week, but hey, he got the job done. Not going to gripe, complain. Like you said in your earlier show, man, this guy has been a rock star just out of nowhere. It is like, if you had to pick, at the end of the season, you got to say he's MVP for them, right?
Oh, for the Falcons, definitely.
Yes, you know, just for the Falcons alone.
I think Ryan's actually having a nice season. And Pitts is coming along very, very nicely. Cordarrelle Patterson, man, I don't know if he's like a free agent after this year, you know, he might be. If he is, he could be commanding big bucks, but he's awesome. Like you said, Rich, I don't think he rushed for that much this week, but every week he's getting it done either way. He's a big reason why they're 4-4, the Falcons.
A big reason why Mike Davis is laying a big fat egg this year for everybody that drafted him.
Yeah.
So my missus was Michael Carter. I picked over 4.5 reception. He only had 1 reception for 37 yards. So kind of disappointing there, especially with them being behind the game. I really thought that with them being behind, I was going to have a better chance of hitting on that, but this didn't come to fruition on that.
Yeah, a little surprising about that. But I think with White coming back this week, I think you'll see some more Carter action. But yeah, that was disappointing. That was, especially after the really good game he had like 2 weeks ago.
Yes, exactly. Derek Carr over 1.5 passing TDs. Dang Giants just wouldn't let him have gave him one, but wouldn't let him have anything after that. So miss on that as he only did get one. So
gotcha. Yeah, the Giants defense is the past few weeks has been starting to look like the defense that they had last year, which was successful in that it was very much bend, don't break. And they were consistently letting people, you know, either teams into either the red zone or very close to the red zone, but clamping down after that. Earlier this season, as you saw, like against the Redskins and other teams, they were not doing that. Everyone was passing the ball on them. So whatever they changed up, they're looking more like last year's defense, which is good. Oh, yeah, and I'm sorry, and you said Justin Fields.
Yeah, Justin Fields. I mean, heck, I really thought he was going to have a bad game and everything, but he ended up I missed under that. I went under on the 185.5 passing yards as he ended up having a pretty decent game and everything, passing for 291. So there's my results of the week. Yeah. So if you want to go ahead and jump into Nate's.
Yeah, and Justin Fields, what was impressive was 291 yards against the Steelers defense.
Yep.
You know, and it was 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. So, hey, listen, you know, maybe he's really arriving now. I mean, it's his rookie season. I think people kind of maybe put too many expectations on him. But, you know, but great job by Fields there. And I forgot who the Bears are playing this upcoming week or if they've got the bye. I don't remember. But
they got a bye this really week.
That was a really good. Okay, I thought so. Yep, okay. And, okay, so Nate had Michael Carter, his week 9 player props. He had Michael. Well, I'm sorry. Okay, so let's do. You know what? I'm going to do the two misses first. He missed a Michael Carter over 49.5 rushing yards. He actually had 49 yards, so he missed by half a yard. And then he missed on Trevor Lawrence. He took the over 16.5 rushing yards. He missed. I think Lawrence only had 4 rushing yards. So I think that was actually a pretty safe bet there. I like that that player prop there, Trevor Lawrence, 16.5 yards. I would have thought he would have gotten that too. But
yeah, I thought we were talking about that last week and everything, where we really thought that was a for sure hit. But hey, look, it's the way Sunday goes and everything. Sometimes when you think it's the easiest hit, it doesn't happen.
Exactly. It really was Twilight Zone Sunday. I'm telling you, it really was. But he had 3 hits. Carson Wentz over 240.5 passing yards. Carson Wentz had over 272, and it felt a lot more like that. It felt a lot more than that, to be honest with you. But 272 passing yards for Carson Wentz. Nate also took Dalvin Cook getting over 77.5 rushing yards. Dalvin Cook wound up with 110 rushing yards. And we'll see what's going to happen with Cook. I don't know if he's going to be playing this weekend or what. We'll see what's coming with those allegations and how that's handled. And Dan Arnold, who was someone I just actually had recently as one of my waiver wire pickup suggestions just the other night. Dan Arnold, tight end for Jacksonville. Nate took Dan Arnold over 30.5 receiving yards. Dan Arnold did have 60 receiving yards. And Dan Arnold's been putting up some really good numbers, like I think over the past, like 3 out of the past 4 weeks, if I recall correctly. So definitely someone to keep your eye on.
Yeah, and the thing about Dan Arnold is, and it's been quiet too. There hasn't been a lot of talk about him, but every week he's producing for that team and everything, and showing Trevor Lawrence that he has an option to go to.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I love tight ends. I love tight ends that can produce, even if they're not like Travis Kelce or, you know, give me a tight end who can give me like 60 yards a game, and that's a big number. You know, if Dan Arnold can, you know, and really, it's not like they've got the greatest wide receivers down there. It's really, you know, let's be honest, it's Trevor Lawrence, it's Robinson. And, you know, I'm not off the top of my head. I'm not thinking of, you know, they have an okay receiving core, I guess, at best. But, you know, it gives Dan Arnold a chance to shine. So, you know, that's why I like him, is that Lawrence has got to throw the ball to someone. And I think Dan Arnold is really starting to look like a legitimate, consistent options. So yeah, well, let's get into Nate's week 10 player props. And I like these because I like these players a lot. Lamar Jackson, who I absolutely love myself. Nate's taking Lamar Jackson over 64.5 rushing yards. That sounds as safe as anything. But then again, so did Trevor Lawrence rushing for 16.5 last week. Yeah. But I love my man Lamar. I do. So he's also taken DeAndre Swift for rushing over 45 and a half rushing yards. A.J. Brown over 75 and a half receiving yards, which is, it's funny. In my show a few hours ago, I was saying how coming into the season, I think like many people, we all loved, many of us loved A.J. Brown. We were on the A.J. Brown train. It always seemed like the only thing that was slowing him down really was his ability to stay on the field. Mm-hmm. But he had a really poor season start to the season. And I don't know if there were injuries or lingering injuries. I just don't know. But he was looking, just not looking good, even when he was on the field. And with Julio Jones, playing by him too. But I think it's the past 2 weeks, he's looked more like A.J. Brown that we expected.
That fares about right, because as soon as I trade him this time of year, every year, because he starts out horrible, as soon as I trade him away, he freaking starts going off. So that makes sense.
Yeah, I know. And he is known for his slow starts. He is. But you know what? They don't have Derrick Henry. So, they've got to move the ball downfield. And A.J. Brown, over 75 and a half yards, 75.5 receiving yards, I think is a good bet. I think that's a good bet. Seahawks, Packers. Over 49 and a half points. That's going to be interesting, Rich. Because, all right, so Nate's taking the Seahawks, Packers. He's taking the over 49 and a half points. We're not sure yet, I believe, if Russell Wilson's playing this weekend, which he might be. He might be. And we're not sure what's going on with Aaron Rodgers, as far as I can tell. I believe Rodgers is supposed to play this weekend.
So if he comes back, he can't come back till Saturday. Saturday is the day that he could officially come back from the COVID.
All right.
So with that being said, he could be back and everything, but no practice during the week and everything, because he can't be at at the any kind of practices of course, or anything. Obviously, they could do Zoom calls and go over a game plan and everything and stuff like that. But on the same token, I mean, I've seen him a couple times on the show where he was with can't think of the kicker's name and everything, where he goes on that show with him and talks about
Pat McAfee.
There you go. I mean, he looked fine to me when he was on there. So
yeah,
I didn't see like he was like seriously sick or anything like that. So maybe it ain't going to be that much of a hangover and everything. So he might be fine.
And you know what? And especially a quarterback like Rodgers, who's obviously an excellent quarterback. He's, a veteran of veterans. The guy's been around for what, like 17 years. It's like Tom Brady, or Drew Brees. They can get back after missing a week without practice, step on the field. My assumption is it would be like he never missed time. That's just my assumption. But yeah, I'm going into this weekend right now. We'll know Sunday morning. We'll know obviously Sunday morning. I'm assuming that Rodgers is going to be in that game, but it's possible that, Russell Wilson's in that game too. So we'll see. It's going to be interesting. Definitely viewers, anyone watching the show, keep your eyes open for the Seahawks and Packers. Keep a sharp eye Sunday morning. See if Russell Wilson and or Aaron Rodgers are playing. It's interesting. So, and then last but not least, the last player prop for Nate was the Chiefs Raiders game. Chiefs Raiders, he's taken the under 52 and a half. I like that too. I think the Raiders, like I was saying earlier, I personally picked the Raiders in this game. I took them with the point spread. The Raiders are getting 2.5 points in Vegas, and I took them straight up to pull the upset as well. I think that's I like that under 52 and a half points for the Raiders and the Chiefs.
Yeah, Chiefs, any other year.
Yep, go ahead.
Any other year, you'd probably be picking the over, but just the way the season's gone for both the teams and stuff like that, it's a safe bet to go under on this game.
Yeah, I think so too. Listen, the Chiefs really have not been putting up points like we're used to. And I think the Raiders defense is very similar to the Giants in that they're both, their strong area is on pass defense. And just looking at the Giants defense performed well against the Chiefs 2 weeks ago. Only let up 20 points as the Chiefs. That's not bad at all. So I think the Raiders are going to do a good job of them. So I think that's a good under. Nate, I'm probably watching the show. I like your picks.
Well, let's go ahead and jump into my week 10 player props as kind of did a few different things this week. Lamar Jackson combined passing and rushing. I'm taking it over at 302.5 yards, total yards.
Yeah.
So I went this a couple times during the season. So, like I said, they're playing against the Miami Dolphins.
I was just going to ask. I forgot who they're playing.
Yeah, they're playing the Dolphins. Oh, so this seems like an easy take to take on. He could easily rush for 100 yards, over 100 yards. That makes that passing drop down to under 200 yards. So I like this this bet very much. The next one I'm doing another one combined for the quarterbacks. I was almost going to go QB theme this week on player props, but I said, nah, I got to mix it up a little bit and everything. So Josh Allen, another combined passing and rushing. I'm taking it over of a big 349.5. Now, this is a risky one, but I really think they bounced back after last week's game. And I know you were talking about it early in your show that this could be another game where they just don't come out and perform like they did last week.
I'm sorry, you know what? Who, I know it was only 2 hours ago. Who are they playing again? The Bills?
You would ask me that question.
Well, they I brain farted too.
They are playing the Jags. They played the Jags last week. That's right.
Yeah. I would expect they're going to have a comeback game. Jeez, I can't believe I'm
Jets. Brain farting. Jets.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen. Yeah. Hey, listen. Well, the Jets. Yeah, the Jets defense. I think that's a good bet too.
Another quarterback, Matt Ryan, passing yards. I'm taking the over of 281 passing yards, 281 and a half passing yards. I think he comes out and has a great game. They are playing actually against, I think I had that one down there at the bottom. I do not. We'll go ahead and move on as we are running a little bit long on the tooth, but my other one is, let me go back up to the top.
Oh, Atlanta's at Dallas.
Okay, there you go. I think they're going to have to pass to keep up with Dallas. So that's the reason why I was taking over when I made that pick. Next one, DeAndre Swift. I think I'm taking the same as Nate, as I'm taking the over 45 and a half rushing yards. And then this one's an interesting one. Travis Kelce and Darren Waller are going to combine for over 149 and a half receiving yards. What's your take on that?
I like that because really it's like, listen, those are like the two. I mean, Tyreek Hill, I think, is the best weapon that the Chiefs have. But Travis Kelce is obviously, he's a tight end monster, as is Darren Waller. I don't think the Chiefs defense is horrible. I think Darren Waller alone is going to have, he's probably going to have over 100 yards himself.
And well, I would assume either Kelce's, one of these, I would either one of these Kelce's players could probably gonna get a that
minimum 50. Oh yeah, easily. I like the Raiders pass defense though, but you know it's hard to contain Travis Kelce. But listen, the Chiefs defense is horrible, and you know I think Darren Waller is going to tear them up. I would assume Darren Waller alone, because he's the Raiders' best weapon. I would assume he's going to get. My assumption would be he's going to get over 100 yards, maybe a little over, like 105 or something like that.
Gotcha.
With Travis Kelce, all you need after that's like 50 yards, 45 yards to match what your pick is. So I think that's a good one. It's going to be battle of the tight ends. I like it.
There you go. There you go. So let's go ahead and jump into our college pick'ems. Last week was the first week that we actually made our college picks, as I went last week for Oklahoma State -3 over West Virginia as they hit and they won by 21. My pick for this week is I'm staying in the state of Oklahoma, and I am picking Oklahoma -5.5 over Baylor.
I like that. I'm not a big Baylor fan anyway, but I do believe in Oklahoma. And how about that rookie quarterback of theirs? Holy cow. The freshman quarterback, I should say.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. He's looking absolutely phenomenal. And Oklahoma State has been steadily moving up the rankings. I think they were 11. Coming out of last week, and Oklahoma's rocking it. The Oklahomas, they're rocking it. And all right. So it looks like Nate for week 10, Nate had Coastal Carolina, 19.5 at Georgia Southern, which is a hit because they won 28-8. So Coastal is back to going postal on their opponents, even though their opponents are kind of on the week. They're a little weak there. They're not exactly playing, big teams, but Coastal has been going postal on their competition for the vast majority of the season. And Nate for week 11 has taken Cincinnati, the Bearcats. Rich, I have to ask you something. Is a Bearcat a real thing? Does that really exist? Or is that just some crazy concoction that Cincinnati came up with?
Sure. Why not? Let's go with it.
I got to Google that. I always say I'm going to Google it and I never do, but Nate's taken the Cincinnati Bearcats. 23.5 at South Florida. I think that's pretty good. I like that too.
I want to say that it looks like a panda bear version of a Tasmanian devil. If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like it. So I guess it's Cincinnati giving 23.5 at South Carolina.
Yes, that's a big.
South Florida. Yep.
That's a big one and everything. But look, just like the week before we did 19.5, he hit it, barely hit it as they won by 20. So I'll put it close.
Right.
So let's go ahead and jump into our parlays and teasers. I'll go over my parlay from week 9. Not a good week. I don't think anybody's parlays probably would have hit last week. We've discussed this over and over. I had the Colts -10.5, the Raiders -3, Houston +6.5, and the Cowboys -9. The only thing that hit for me was the Colts 10.5. This week, my parlay for week 10 is Ravens -7, Packers -3.5, Denver at -3, and Saints at +2.5.
Gotcha. So for Nate's week 9 NFL teasers, the ones that were misses, I'll do the misses first. It was Cowboys -9.5, Bills -14.5, and then he had three hits. It was Colts -10.5, the Patriots -3.5, and the Chargers -2.5. So we hit on those three. He hit on the Colts, the Patriots, and the Chargers. So he went 3-for-2. Not so bad. In the Twilight Zone weekend, not too bad at all. His weekend.
So real quick, just so everybody kind of understands what an NFL teaser is different from parlay is, as you can see, the Colts are actually -10.5. But as a teaser, you could buy points to close that gap. But your odds are going to diminish and everything. So he bought 6 points. So where Colts was -10.5, he bought 6. So he only had a hit by the -4.5. So just for anybody out there, when they're watching the show and kind of understand what a teaser is, that's what a teaser is. And going into week 10, he bought the same 6 points for week 10. So why don't you go ahead and jump into that?
All right. So with the 6 points, he's got the Ravens -1.5. So it was the Ravens -7.5. Nate bought the 6 points. So the spread is now Ravens minus, they're giving 1.5 instead of giving 7.5.
Exactly.
The Colts, with the 6 points, the Colts are giving 4.5 points. He's also taken the Colts, giving 3 points. That's with the teaser. They're giving 3 points.
Cowboys.
The Cowboys. The Titans with 6 points. The Titans are getting 3.5 points.
Exactly.
With the 6 points, Tampa's spread went from giving 9.5 points to giving 3.5 points, and they're playing Washington. And the Chargers, it was -3. Nate bought 6 points, so he's taking the Chargers getting 3 points.
Yep. So from there, we're going to go ahead and jump into our survival pools. As big miss last week, as for me, I picked the Bills to beat the Jags. That obviously didn't happen. So this week, I'm going to go with Baltimore over Dolphins.
That was amazing. The Jags over the Bills.
Still can't even fathom it.
I know. I think it was the biggest surprise than the Broncos over the Cowboys. Nate's picks. For week 9, Nate took the Steelers over the Bears. That was a hit. And that was just barely hit because Bears made that really nice comeback attempt in the fourth quarter. And for week 10, Nate took the Cardinals over the Panthers. And I think that's kind of like as safe as you can get too, to be honest with you. Even though we'll see if Kyler Murray's playing, but even without Kyler Murray last week, the Cardinals thrashed the 49ers. So he's taking the Cardinals over the Panthers in week 10.
All right. So my week 9 pick'em results. I had the Cowboys -9 over the Broncos as the Cowgirls got blown out. I had Carolina +3.5 over the Pats, missed as the Carolinas got blown out. The Bengals -2.5. Over the Browns, missed on that as the Bungles got blown out. See the little trend I'm going there, all these blown outs. Yeah. Raiders -3.5 over the Giants. My Raiders in the car kept giving the ball away to your lovely Giants. And the Chargers -2 over the Eagles. That was my hit as the Chargers won by 3. one of my other hits, which I only had two hits out of the seven picks I made. Cardinals minus 1.5 over the 49ers as they won by 14. And my last miss of last week's results was Rams minus 7.5 over the Titans as the Hams got smoked.
Oh, so Nate, so week 9 results for Nate. Let's see, it was seven games altogether. He had 4 misses and 3 hits. We'll do the 4 misses first. He took the Cowboys giving 9.5 to the Broncos. That was the miss as the Broncos won 30-16. He took the Bills giving 14.5 points to Jacksonville. That was a miss as the Jags won 9-6, a battle of the field goals. He took the Rams giving 7.5 points to the Titans. That was a miss as the Titans won 28-16. I still can't believe they did that without Derrick Henry. Very impressed with the Titans. And the final miss was the Steelers giving 6.5 points to the Bears. That was a miss as the Steelers did win, but it was a close game, 29-27. The hits, he had 3 hits. Patriots gave 3.5 points to the Panthers. They stomped the Panthers. Patriots stomped the Panthers 24-6. The Chargers were giving 2.5 points to the Eagles. That was a hit as the Chargers hung on by 3 points. The final score was 27-24. And then the Cardinals were giving a point to the Niners. That was a hit as the Cardinals won by a score of 31-17. But it was a tough week, like we've been saying.
Well, let's rebound and stuff like that and jump into week 10. Let's see if we can make this a complete turnaround.
Yep, let's go for it.
So go on and go with Nate's.
Oh, okay, the week 10 picks for Nate. Yep. Ravens giving 7.5. So he's taking the Ravens minus 7.5 to the Dolphins. I should say giving 7.5 to the Dolphins. He's taking the Colts giving 10.5 to the Jaguars. Cowboys giving 9 to the Falcons. Titans giving 2.5 to the Saints. Tampa giving 9.5 at Washington. The Cardinals giving 10.5 at the giving 10.5 to the Panthers. The Packers giving 3.5 to the Seahawks. The Raiders getting 2.5 points in Vegas. I want to point out to people, the Raiders are getting 2.5 points in Vegas at home versus the Chiefs. I like the Raiders in that game myself too. And he's taking the Rams, giving 4 points to the Niners.
So he had some a good majority of picks. I think I probably picked a good chunk of those too, but we'll go ahead and go over mine too. As I got Tampa Bay 9.5 to Washington, Buffalo Bills minus 11.5 to the Jets, Packers minus 3.5 to the Seahawks. I also am taking my Raiders at plus 2.5 over the Chiefs. Can never not pick my team. Rams minus 3.5 over the 49ers. Minnesota plus 3 over the Chargers. I like this one. This is a sneaky one. I think Minnesota bounces back and kind of shocks these Chargers.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
I was gonna say Minnesota. I believe I took Minnesota getting the points in that game as well. I think I might have even taken them getting the upset. I'll tell you, Minnesota's had a really, really tough schedule this year.
They've had some really close wins, got some wins and stuff like that, but maybe I need to change this with everything going on with Cook. We'll see, but I already made my pick. Let's roll with it.
Right.
Titans minus 2.5 to the Saints and Ravens minus 7 to the Dolphins. Yeah. Those are my pick-ems for week 10, and that wraps up basically everything we got covered for the day, Joe. I appreciate you jumping in and filling in for Nate. Nate,
thanks for having me.
Get well, man. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, Nate, you get well, man. That's a direct order. You get well, Nate.
So with that being said, you got anything exciting going on this weekend, sir?
Yes, plenty. You know what? Lots of relaxation, and that is always exciting to me. I love it. Kick back and relax. We're actually heading out to we do this every Thanksgiving next Friday. My wife is originally from Los Angeles. And so we go out for Thanksgiving. We go out there every year to spend time with her family. So we're going to be out there from next Friday until the day after Thanksgiving. So we're looking forward to that. And so we'll be busy out in California then in like a week and a half. But this weekend, hardcore relaxation. How about yourself?
Well, you know, a little work and everything. My son, they have their first playoff game this Friday. So that's going to be an exciting game and everything. And then, you know what? I'm going to relax some more this weekend and get ready for some Sunday football. And you know what? Kind of maybe every day sit from here on out, we'll go ahead and watch DFS with Coach Chet.
With Coach and Joe.
Dash of DFS, yeah. I got to jump on that episode last week, so that was a little exciting. And just, you know, just come back and watch all your guys' shows during the week and stuff like that. With the times that I'm always driving back and from work and everything, it's really relaxing listen to you guys while I'm driving back and just kind of hearing you guys and everything. And I'm not saying this online out loud so nobody repeat this, but I like to chat with you guys while I'm driving, while you guys are done show. So I got to, I hit my little mic and I speak into it and everything. And I'm like, that's the closest I'm going to get to it. So
I like it. No, I'm the same way, man. I'm all about my ear. I'm all about my earbuds. Like wherever I go, if I'm outside of the house, I've got my earbuds in. If I'm in the house, I usually have these things on and I'm listening to, you know, YouTube all day long, especially like our programs, like we've got eight programs in season right now. I'm always listening to them because they are a lot of fun. They really are. We got a great crew, man. We really do.
And you know what? I really enjoy listening to the guys from Down Under too. I mean, it's great listening to them going, and they're all about Devy leagues and everything. And with the new addition with, is it Mark? Yeah, Mark. Man, he makes a great addition to that team Down Under and everything. So with that being said, everybody have a great week. And Joe, you got anything to part on the way out?
Yeah, I just wanted to brag. I just wanted to say that's right. Australia, Toilets and Titles is global. We have a contingent down in Australia. So not too many podcasts can say that we can.
Well, with that being said, everybody have a great week. And let's get ready for some football.
Always. All right, Rich.